107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Love Tuesday mornings because Robin Mays comes in, voice for companion animals, and the adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Oh, she's not ready. Where are you?
I'm here. I'm here.
That is a tiny dog.
And this is Jordan. Oh. Jordan's here. I do not know how this is going to work because he's pretty freaked out, but so far.
He almost looks like he has rigor mortis.
He is.
Is he that freaked out that doesn't, he can't move
his. He'll stretch out and his little legs will just go straight. Then pretty soon he'll calm down and he'll do this. He'll wrap around you.
Is he one of the 16?
He is not. He's the last of the four that we took from the breeding facility that closed down. He will be the last one that does not have a place.
Chihuahua, though?
Chihuahua.
Okay. I'm getting a little better at my breeds.
We kind of call him more of like a deer head Chihuahua. They have a rounder apple head.
Yeah.
And but he's black.
You're just inundated with Chihuahuas this season,
right?
What's that all about?
I do not know. But we're already doing better. There you go.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design. Designing the extraordinary every day for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com. What did you say the animal's name is?
This is Jordan.
Jordy?
Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordy, Jordan.
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 What's up, Jay?
That's right.
It's okay. To see Jay, I've got this interview and the photo in the blog section of 1077theisland.com, and you always put it on your page too.
Yes,
right?
Yep, yes. And we have their story, and we're gonna kind of update their story because we started out with four. Shelby unfortunately passed from her pretty significant jaw mammary tumors, a lot of pain. So unfortunately, she's not with us. But the good news is Andrew and Piper will be heading to their homes.
Awesome.
So that will leave Mr. Jordan, who actually is doing so much better than I expected. And
he's loosening up.
He will come around. He will definitely need a fenced-in, very tight to the ground fenced-in yard, because when he gets freaked out, he gets very scared. He doesn't mind being held as long as you're sitting down. If you're, you know how that is when you're standing, they don't feel so secure, but when you're sitting down and they're sitting on your lap, much better.
That's fantastic.
We're getting there.
You have trouble getting attached to each and every animal that comes through there?
Yeah. You know, we had three amazing adoptions this past weekend, and they were really, really good. But each time you drive away, it's like, oh, boy. Okay, let's hit the reset button. But it's good. It's good. And they're spoiled. All three are totally spoiled now.
That's fair.
And one of them's a Rumor. Rumor, our husky that took so long. She got adopted. Oh my gosh, what a lucky dog. Lucky all the way around.
How many animals in your shelter right now?
With the three, I think we're down to about 25.
Down to. That's still a lot to handle.
Yes, we, with the holidays coming up, the volunteers, someone's still counting on us. These little lives are counting on us. So it's the holidays, but we're still there four times a day, making sure everybody is out, fed. There may or may not be some turkey involved this coming up.
There would have to be. Robin, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
He drinks so much coffee. He has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Fran's man, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.